Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Boy, you're not going to like this.
What happened now?
So the Marlins have canceled their home opener due to the coronavirus outbreak.
I just saw this like little smile on your face right before the segment started. I went, uh-oh.
No, just eight more players, two coaches test positive.
Right.
Okay? 14 total cases in recent days, according to ESPN. Four players, you remember, tested positive from Friday's testing.
Right.
They go ahead and play the game yesterday. Then there's more positive tests. The decision to play the game Sunday was left up to, drum roll please. You don't have to have the drum roll, just figuratively. Don Mattingly and the Marlins players. That's where we're at. Hey, you guys want to play or not? In this whole thing, that's where we're at? Marlins manager Don Mattingly, according to Athletic, said his team, quote, never really considered not playing. The club's most respected veteran, shortstop Miguel Rojas, told the media afterwards that all 30 players discussed the situation Sunday, but saying playing was, quote, never, or not playing was, quote, never our mentality, end quote.
You're not going to earn bonus points for being a tough guy and going out there and playing a game right now.
But also, the hell's the decision to play or not in the midst of a pandemic and positive tests from your team left in the hands of the players and manager?
Well, that's the problem, though, Josh, and it's something that we've talked about with baseball all along through this whole process. Where's the leadership? Where has the leadership been with Major League Baseball? Because ultimately what this comes down to, in my opinion, is a leadership issue. Of course players are going to want to go out there and play. But you know what? There are guys that are paid a lot more money and that have higher positions throughout the organizations and in Major League Baseball to make those decisions on behalf of the player. You're an athlete. You're always going to want to go out there and play. You always think that you're invincible, and you're never going to let anything keep you down. I was watching the Royals on one of the games this weekend, and they were talking about Greg Holland back in 2015. Remember the elbow, how bad it was? Mm-hmm. He was fighting through the elbow injury, and they finally said, you can't even pick up the baseball. We are going to make the decision for you to replace you. You are not pitching anymore this season. Thank you for your time. We love you, but let's go get this thing looked at. You're not effective anymore. Sometimes the decisions have to be made by people in higher positions than the players. If you leave it up to the players,
of course they
want to
play.
Of course.
I'm not even knocking them for wanting to play.
This is the leadership of baseball.
I'm knocking
Josh.
Baseball for there's no one that steps in and goes, well, we should probably make a decision on this. You know, I don't want them canceling a whole bunch of games.
Okay? No,
I don't.
No.
I get it. Remove the players involved and go ahead and play seems to be the formula that I was cool with.
Yeah.
I guess I just didn't realize that it was like, well, you guys had this guy around you for a while. You guys good with going on there playing? Yeah. Okay, let's go. Ready? 1, 2, 3, break.
Oh, wait, we just had three more positive tests.
There's not doctors and the league and all these things that are making these calls. And if they didn't, it sounds like they should have. It seems like now the reaction is they should have canceled yesterday's game.
Right. They absolutely should. There should be, just like with the NFL and the concussion specialist on the sideline that is an independent auditor from Deloitte and Touche who stands down there.
Should be someone
there
that
should
says,
be an independent person that does not work for the team.
We're playing or not
or
playing.
Or does not work for Major League Baseball or whatever the case, or maybe does work for Major because they got to get a check from somebody. But you have an independent observer in there that looks at the test, looks at what's going on, and makes that decision and says, yeah, you've had a couple of people test positive. We're not putting the other team and the rest of the players in jeopardy by allowing you to go out there on the field. And again, I keep coming back to leadership. The NFL, Andy Reid, you know, they've had amazing leadership through all this. The NBA has had amazing leadership through all of this. Peter Vermes has done an amazing job leading the MLS through all of this. The WNBA has got it up and running in a bubble. The PGA Tour has had amazing leadership in all this. The two organizations that have had the worst leadership through all of this have been Major League Baseball and college football, because college football doesn't have leadership. So the only organization with a leader has failed miserably at getting this thing done. From the way that they negotiated this deal in public to the way that they handled their business in the media and in front of fans to try to get a plan together to play baseball, and then obviously not coming up with a health and safety plan that is good enough to enact out there on the field. Because if you have an independent doctor standing there making that decision and not the players and the manager, we're not in this situation.
Yeah,
you're allowing Don Mattingly to make a decision on health and safety.
Yeah, I'm not.
He was my idol growing up. I'm not taking medical advice from a man with a mullet.
I'm not claiming to be any kind of medical professional and by any stretch of imagination. I even hate.
Well, guys, we have a couple of positives. Who's in?
I even hate the second guessing of, well, should they, because it didn't even cross my mind yesterday. But I expect that there are others who are smarter than me in positions of medical decisions that it would have crossed their mind whether or not they should have canceled yesterday's game.
There should be somebody in every clubhouse in baseball administering these tests every single day that determines whether or not it is safe for us to play this game. And to put, this was the thing that players complained about the most, right? The health and safety. And I even poo-pooed that. I go, look, they're going to take care of you. Once you're in, you're going to have all this testing. Everything's going to be okay. Well, you got to respond to the results of the testing. So, and if you have players testing positive, you can't play the game.
So this comes from the Athletic, who talked to two infectious.
But it also goes right back into the face of these players. You go, well, we want to make sure everything health and safety. Well, everything was. They gave you the test results, and you guys still chose to play.
Two infectious disease specialists contacted by the Athletic. A doctor by the name of John Schwartzberg from Berkeley. I want to go into this whole title, but from Berkeley. I think that by any definition, this is an outbreak on their team. And an outbreak on a team means that the team needs to close down. Mm-hmm. This from another doctor, Zachary Binney from Oxford. Earlier in summer camp, if you didn't have test results, you didn't practice. So you have four positive results and then play a game just seems totally unaligned with that.
Mm-hmm.
I can't disagree. Right? If we had a positive test, we kind of stopped. But now in games, we have to figure out how you're going to move forward. Well, it looks like we maybe botched the first attempt to move forward.
Right.
We didn't just pull, like Major League Soccer, again, pulled teams. You're out of this tournament.
Correct.
Done.
Yep.
We pulled the teams.
Right.
I think we did the prudent thing, take those players out of the mix, but then you have more, and then how does this snowball, and now we're to canceling a game, quarantining a team in a different city, questioning now whether another team coming in, because the Yankees are scheduled to come into to Philadelphia tonight.
So go take
whether
or not, how does this, room.
How is it? Yeah. They've been in this locker room for 3 days. They've had, it sounds like about 14 tests, positive tests. You're going to send them in the locker room too. The snowball, this is unbelievable. And this, again, this is how a virus spreads, right?
Yeah.
It's like virus spreads 101. And then sports having to determine how to get through it.
Well, here's an interesting tweet from the baseball columnist David Lennon of New York Newsday. The Yankees and visiting teams move their equipment into the next stadium in the middle of the night before the series starts. Also, what about the Phillies visiting clubhouse staff? They were on the Marlins all weekend and now have to handle the Yankees.
Well, they
it's
were
a very complicated.
I did
situation.
See something right. They took them away.
They're out.
And then the Yankees clubhouse staff's coming with the Yankees.
Coming with the Yankees. Okay, so we did see that. So
yes.
That makes sense. And
yes.
And I think in a season like this, you could, and especially in the Northeast where you're playing games within 90 minutes of each, like nothing's really that far.
So they quarantine the Phillies visiting clubhouse staff. Yankees bringing in their own clubhouse.
Right.
Staff. Jeez.
Okay.
So baseball seems to be in a little bit of a flux. NFL just entering the door. How are they feeling next?
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
We'll talk with our Royals insider Josh Verger coming up at 9:30. We'll discuss the weekend that was for the Royals and get his impressions of what's going on around baseball. Again, the top story, the Marlins have had more positive tests for COVID.
Yep.
ESPN reporting up to 14 players, coaches, staff, whatever. They started their season on the road in Philadelphia, played the game there yesterday, had more positive tests. Their game tonight at home has been canceled. And then we'll see what the fallout is. Phillies are expecting to host the Yankees tonight.
That's right.
So they're continuing to play at home while a team that was in their stadium has had a what is being called an outbreak.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll get the we'll get Vern's perspective on that and what he's seen around baseball as well coming up at 9:30.
Well, I think also too, though, you know, with what's going on, it just happens to be the Marlins, which are the poorest run of all the organizations right now, you know, in Major League Baseball, and you've got Don Mattingly as the manager deciding that they're going to play even though they had all these positive tests, and then you've got Derek Jeter, who has done nothing but be a porous leader since he has taken over as, you know, the chairman of the Miami Marlins, and we have not heard anything yet from the organization or from that franchise, you know, about what they're taking is on all this and how it all happened. I'm sure they're doing their due diligence and behind the scenes. Hopefully they're working to kind of figure this thing out, but who knows with Major League Baseball right now. Again, it just continues for me to go back to the leadership that we have not had in this game as to why we're sitting in this situation right now, because I think if there's leadership in Major League Baseball, there's no way they allow the Marlins to take the field yesterday.
Seems to be I said this from the get-go, Bob. What is going to be the number?
Yeah.
Sports would have to determine what is the number that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And how many is considered too many.
Right.
We may have found
the infectious disease people, didn't you say two is considered an outbreak if two people have it, right? Two. And so ultimately there were more than two, so that should have been considered an outbreak, and that team should have been shut down yesterday, and the game should have been canceled. Treat it like a rainout. You know what? It rained. Sorry, we're not playing today because we don't want you.
But we've been in the camp. You've been in the camp. I've been in the camp. Like, if you find a positive, get them out.
Right.
Get them out. Let's keep going.
And right, sure.
We found out that They had four and they kept going, and now it's 14.
Right.
What is that number?
Right. Exactly.
And the number maybe, and if the number becomes two, then you can't play.
Right. I mean, and if you have two people test positive day of game, game's canceled that day. Get them out.
We may be heading towards those type of numbers in soon. The NFL, meanwhile, just walking in the door, right? They put all their procedures in place now with players arriving for camp. Chiefs rookies and quarterbacks, the first ones to get into the facilities. Patrick Mahomes, who was not shy on social media of questioning, wanting to make sure the NFL had its protocols in place right before he was to arrive.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of the NFL, I thought, took another step of having a voice in being out front and saying, hey, wait a minute, do we have everything in place to do that? Mahomes has lended his voice to doing that as well.
Yep.
But then did choose to attend.
Mm-hmm.
And then feels like they have all the safety protocols in place to put his mind at ease at Arrowhead.
Definitely there's going to be a little concern. I mean, you'd be lying to say you have no concern. But at the same time, as I've been throughout the facility now, the last night and then a little bit today, and seeing all the protocols and all the safety things that Rick and all these guys have put forth, it's really kind of made me feel even better than I thought coming in, knowing how much that the NFL and NFLPA has really put into making sure that we can be as safe as we possibly can be. And so that's kind of put my mind at ease of knowing that I'm going to be in the best possible situation, given the time to be as safe and as healthy as possible.
And then once you leave the facility,
Will you do what's necessary?
You all have to do what's necessary to be able to get that done.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're finding out that still can't happen, if we find out maybe from the Marlins even, that being away from their facility, being away from home, contributed to whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
You're there at a hotel or what have you. And then you're going to find out it's going to become more and more difficult.
Right.
To play these things in home, like home markets or for some road markets.
Correct.
Because you got to think, you're playing in home venues, but you're also playing on the road. Royals are on the road right now.
Right.
This is the way they have their system set up, very confining, right? The NFL one is very, the NFL spelled out what their expectation is for players when they go on the road. And it's literally take the team plane, take the team bus,
get to, go to the hotel,
stay,
wear a mask,
stay. Yeah. Right. Wear a mask, do all those things. Stay, ride team bus to stadium, play game,
get
ride
team
bus, ride plane. Done.
Done.
Like nothing else. You cannot take your own, you know, a player can't say, well, I'll meet the team there. Player can't take an Uber to go to dinner.
Right. Can't meet a friend out. You know, your college roommate or something like that. You're not doing like
anything.
So
you're going to have to adhere to all that too. And it may not be enough.
Right.
May not be enough.
Well, it all depends on how guys behave away from the facility. That's going to determine whether or not they play the game. We talked about it earlier in the show. And the more that I think about it, the more I think it becomes the most important quote that we've heard since this pandemic started from a sports figure. And that's Jamie Collins telling Peter King, you know, he's going to address to everybody, don't mess with my money.
We'll be talking to the young guys about what to do at night. I'll never tell a guy not to live, but I will tell him, stay home, be smart, don't mess with our money.
Correct. I mean, I think that's the most important.
Don't mess up our money. Don't mess up our money.
Because
funny.
Do you want to be the guy that's responsible for the league getting shut down or the guy that's responsible for people missing games because you went out and did something ignorant and because you did something wrong and because you
find
did
out
something
that those,
stupid?
Those are the cases. If you find out that we've done everything and we still got it.
Right.
Then you have to throw your hands up.
Then you just throw your hands up. Okay, what happened? And that's why it's going to be important to see what exactly happened with the Marlins and how this outbreak started. But I think also why I think people are on edge right now around sports and especially on Twitter this morning for the way that everybody is reacting to this is because we all know Major League Baseball is a clown show and they don't have any leadership in place. And when they should have been getting health and safety protocols and all of that kind of stuff, you know, figured out, they were arguing over money. And so Major League Baseball, maybe they do have this stuff figured out, but the perception of Major League Baseball right now is that it's run by the Three Stooges. I mean, it's not a good perception to have right now if you're Major League Baseball, because you're perceived as an organization and an operation that colossally failed at handling the restart during this pandemic.
Like it or not, the second guessing's underway today. Should you have played a game yesterday?
Right. And Major League Baseball right now, again, just continues to stand out like a sore thumb of not having the proper leadership in place. On no level should Don Mattingly or Mike Matheny or Ned Yost or Joe Girardi or Tony La Russa or Casey Stengel or whoever the greatest managers of all time, at no point in time should anybody in a uniform determine whether or not you're playing a game when there is an outbreak of coronavirus. And Major League Baseball and the Marlins leaving it up to Don Mattingly and his players yesterday, it's one of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard.
Royals insider Josh Verdner stops by. He'll give us his thoughts on what's going on with the Marlins and is one of three okay? Next.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
Time now for our weekly chat with Josh Verdner, our Royals insider. Of course, here pre-post game coverage right here on 610 Sports Radio. And Verner, of course, we're going to start with the Royals weekend, but I guess we need your reaction first for what's going on with the Marlins.
And Vern, before we do that, multiple people reporting that MLB is going to have an emergency meeting today now after 14 of those Marlins have tested positive for COVID-19 following their weekend series with the Phillies. So I think now we're all up to date on the latest information. Your thoughts?
Well, first of all, that meeting of the minds in Major League Baseball's front office, tongue somewhat in cheek. I just imagine guys just slowly running around the room, banging into one another, and then falling down until the meeting is over.
Correct.
The reaction is, I'm surprised. I'm sure there are plenty of people that aren't disappointed, fearful for other players. Fearful for the fans that baseball might get taken away. Curious as to how the spread was so very rampant. Was it from one individual being reckless and bringing the virus into the clubhouse? Was it a team of players that were being selfish? Because you guys talk to Mike Matheny as much as anyone. You've heard him describe how him and his players and his coaching staff and the rest of the front office, they take being responsible away from the field. They take that as seriously as their day-to-day duties at the ballpark. The leadership in and the Royals have had 8 positive tests over the past few months. So the one word that keeps bouncing around in my head is just disappointed in the entire situation and fearful of what's to come. I mean, we got games already being canceled, not because of rain, but because of COVID. And if you start canceling games, then you start messing with the standings, then you start messing with teams that have real World Series aspirations. And then the legitimacy of this whole thing, which was already shaky to some, the legitimacy might fly out the window.
Well, Vern, and you know, the image that you created there of everybody running around into each other and falling down on the ground is the perfect way to describe leadership in Major League Baseball.
Is Don Mattingly in that meeting?
He is, yeah. He'll definitely be in that meeting. Right. There's a couple of different things. I mean, the sports that have had good leadership are doing well. I mean, look at the NBA. Yeah, Lou Williams straight away to get some chicken wings at a strip club. And other than that, hey, we're doing all right there. We're doing all right. The WNBA, the PGA Tour, you're seeing, you know, all of these sports that are MLS that are bubble related and are doing the right things, they're not having the outbreaks. But Major League Baseball, who has zero leadership whatsoever at the top of its organization, is the first one to have a colossal infection inside one clubhouse. So my question to you is, why are we leaving the decision to play up to Don Mattingly and the players? Why isn't there like a medical cat in there telling people, hey, you're playing or you're not playing today?
Yeah, no, that's a great point. It should not be up to number 23 for the New York Yankees.
Right. My idol, my childhood idol, Vern, but I don't want him determining whether or not, the Yankees-Phillies game just got canceled as well. I don't want Don Mattingly determining health and safety issues right now.
right.
They can also determine whether or not they don't feel comfortable playing. I mean, the outcome could have been they met and they said,
sure.
You know, I think there is that part of it, too, that they have every right to say we don't feel safe and we're not going out there. So that could have been part of it, too. And they just said, no, we feel safe. And nobody from the medical community then stepped up and said, well, there's no reason for you not to go out there. So, I mean, that's part of it, too. It sounds, I mean, it's very easy for us to joke, go, Don Mattingly, the players decide whether they're not going to play.
Yeah.
They could have very well had the medical people said, you're fine. But the players are you guys good with this or not? And then they decide whether or not they can.
Do they have an independent person in there, Vern, for every team that's determining this on a game-by-game basis?
I mean, Nick Kenny's the guy running everything for the Royals, making the decisions, making the phone calls to inform players that they've tested positive and need to stay away. Nick Kenny's one of, if not the best in the business, but he's certainly not an independent medical professional. So I'm assuming the same holds true for the Miami Marlins and the Philadelphia Phillies, who right now are fumigating their visiting clubhouse. The point that you mentioned about the bubble, that seems to be the overriding point right now, where the bubble was or appears, and we'll see how the NBA during the season, how all of that goes. But it appears that a bubble is the only way, maybe, to go if you're going to not just play professional sports, but have any sort of long, extended gathering of people, which I'm sure, for all football fans, has you quite worried about the ability of the NFL to perform their upcoming season.
So what do you think, Werner, or long-term kind of long-term in a 60-game season, but like where do you think we're going to be on Wednesday with this? Like what do you think this is ultimately going to lead to?
Well, I mean, we've all learned over the past 4 months that making predictions in this pandemic is is foolish, man. I mean, things change so quickly. But Wednesday, I mean, I have no idea what the Marlins are going to be doing. I think it's Citizens Bank Park in Philadelphia. If mm-hmm. that's going to be operational, if Phillies players are going to feel comfortable playing at that stadium, if opponents are going to feel comfortable playing against not just Miami, but also Philadelphia, and then the spider web of effect could, you know, bring down 3, 4, 5 teams. I mean, the conversations that we had over the course of the regular season, it was always my belief that if one major professional sport started their season, that Major League Baseball would as well. And once they start their season, they're not stopping their season because that postseason money is within sight. Mm-hmm. The only way they stop that season is if, as morbid as it sounds, the only way I believe that they stop this season is if there's multiple deaths or if 30-some-odd players are wiped out on one specific team, meaning they can't field a 30-man roster. But until one of those two things happen, even in Miami, it feels like it's going to be next man up.
Are you, like, for me, for my sense and my sanity, I need somebody with this Marlins team to be held accountable. Like, I want to know it was one dude that strayed away from the hotel that did this, so we can all go see if that guy didn't do that, we'd still be okay.
Rather than the protocols failing, yeah, and there was still a positive,
right?
And
yeah,
there's nothing we can do about it.
Correct. Kind of deal. Yeah. For my sports loving mind, Vern, I want it to be yes. So and so strayed away and infected the whole team, and that way we can pinpoint it back to that.
Well, the only way you can make that announcement is if you're also announcing a trade of that individual, because if you out him that way, he will become a pariah in this country, and I can't imagine many people in that Marlins. I can't imagine that he would appreciate being dined out by his organization and his teammates in that fashion. So I don't know if we get this is Agent Zero. He's the individual that brought it in, but I would not be surprised if we find out where the infection or where the virus was originally caught by a player and then transmitted throughout the clubhouse. I do think that there will be some contact tracing. They'll get back to the beginning of it, but to out one individual as the culprit, I don't see that coming.
Josh Vernier, our Royals insider, joining us. To the weekend that was, 1-2 record, some good, some bad. Starting pitching pretty good. Yesterday had to go to that bullpen experiment, which to me is disappointing to see it in game 3. But I understand the kind of the situation they're in right now, partially because of COVID-19 as well. But what were some of your impressions overall the weekend?
Well, we're also going to see, and I love the way that people fumble through calling whatever that was yesterday.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Bullpen by committee, throwing out a bunch of gas cans on the mound. Well, we're going to see it again coming up on Tuesday, more than likely. I mean, 40% of your rotation is a bunch of dudes from the bullpen that you do not save for late in games that you're winning. So it's, you know, the bottom 7, the bottom 8 relievers in your bullpen are making 40% of your starts until Jacob Junis and Brad Keller come back. And look, when you're already walking on a razor thin margin like that, you cannot screw up defensively. Can't have 2.5 errors like the Royals did yesterday. You're going to lose that game every single time. Danny Duffy, Brady Singer, and Mike Montgomery have way too much weight on their shoulders. But this is the hand that they are being dealt with, Keller and Junis being sidelined. It's been my opinion that the Royals had a legitimate chance of making the postseason, and that's because I thought they had 8 players that had all-star potential. I think any team that has 8 players with all-star potential, those guys can get hot over a 60-game stretch, and you could end up in the postseason. It's 27 of the 30 teams, everybody except for Miami, Detroit, and Baltimore. I thought all 27 teams had a chance. Unfortunately, two of those eight players, Brad Keller and Hunter Dozier, are now on the shelf with positive tests. So the question is who of the others, the ancillary players, is going to step up? Well, it seems like Brady Singer could step up and maybe be that all-star potential player that we thought Brad Keller could be. The question is who's going to step up for Hunter Dozier? So far, the answer has been nobody. And right now, that offense looks a lot like last year's offense, which is if the top four hitters in the lineup don't do the damage, no damage will be done. So unless a Michael Franco or a Ryan McBroom, someone needs to step up and join Soler, Mondesi, Salvi, and Witt, because those four are good. They can carry you for a week, maybe 2 weeks, but they're not enough to get you into the playoffs, even in a truncated season.
Vern, I feel like the players this weekend played the way that I watched the game, with a knot in my stomach, on the edge for every pitch, like it was a postseason game, fearful of making mistakes. Did you get that sense as well?
Especially those guys at the bottom of the lineup. Ryan McBroom, Bubba Starling, Nicky Lopez, guys that had very nice springs or very nice summer camps, that are getting their opportunity, that have a manager that believe in them. Man, you just want to go out there and prove your friends, your family, your fans, and your coaching staff. You want to prove everybody right, and then you do the old try too hard, and we see what happens. A bunch of offers and 40 strikeouts in a three-game series.
Hey, it was only 39.
Oh, excuse me, sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, that was bad too, man, especially on Friday night where Shane Bieber is just mowing people down and has 14 strikeouts and ties a major league record for the most strikeouts.
This will be part of the record, though.
Yeah. So if the season were to end today, which it very well could, Brady Singer's the rookie of the year, right?
Without question. I don't know. I mean, I've been watching a lot of baseball. I haven't heard of another rookie performing as well as Singer did. Yes, Brady Singer is the rookie of the year.
Bieber's your Cy Young?
No question.
Nelson Cruz is your MVP?
I think Don Mattingly might be the National League Manager of the Year if they play another game.
Glad we got it all sorted out. Thanks, Vern.
And the Braves win the World Series because they have the
best run differential. So we gave it to the Braves. Yeah. 2-1, but plus 14.
Yep. Thank you, boys.
Yep. Thanks, Vern. Josh Verger, our Royals insider. You can catch him, of course, tonight right here on 610 Sports Radio, setting the table for Royals and Tigers. Mike Montgomery, Michael Fulmer, the pitching matchup tonight. 610 first pitch here on 610 Sports Radio.
I'll
be on at 5.
Asked a source of mine in Major League Baseball, is there any thought to possibly canceling the season? I'll give you that answer.
All right, we'll do that next.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
All right, so the Marlins are being quarantined in Philadelphia. John Heyman now reporting 9 players, 5 others to the traveling party have tested positive. So 14. So 9 players of their 30-man roster, and then 14 total. So the Marlins being sheltered in Philly, right?
Correct.
Not allowed to travel back to Miami. Orioles, Marlins scheduled for Miami tonight, now canceled.
Where the hell are the Yankees right now? Because usually Yankees, you stay in the same hotels.
Phillies postponed tonight in Philadelphia.
So. Where are the Yankees right now? Because are they in the same hotel that the Marlins are in? That's not good.
I don't know.
You know, you can't be in that same hotel. I mean, you would think you'd have to make a last minute adjustment or something like that and get the hell out of that hotel that the Marlins are staying in. But I texted somebody in Major League Baseball and I said, look, because there's already rumors going around Twitter, will they cancel the season and all this kind of stuff? And the answer I got back was no, they're not going to cancel the season. This is why they have the taxi squads, I was told. And our friend Brandon Cristal of KOA in Denver actually tweeted that out as well. He goes, this is why we have 60-man roster. rosters and 30-man taxi squads. So in case something like this happens, you roll in the taxi squad guys, right? I mean, that's why this was created, and that's what, you know, somebody in baseball said as well. This is why we have the taxi squads, why we have these, you know, small facilities, you know, in the big towns, you know, housing players and having them ready to go, because you are going to run into situations like this. Bob Bowlsby, somebody found him this morning and got his take on it. The Big 12 commissioner, he goes, if we're giving the all go ahead to play football this fall, we expect disruptions like this as well to happen. So everybody is seemingly planning for disruptions going forward. But how do you handle the disruptions? And it just feels like Major League Baseball has done this to themselves. It just feels like, Josh, you're not, what's the word I'm looking for? You're not going to do it the right way, right? Like, you don't feel good about the direction that baseball's headed because of the direction in which baseball came from to get us to this point in time. Remember, baseball, we kept saying all spring long, because they were fighting over nickels and dimes and dollars and millions of dollars and billions of dollars instead of seemingly focusing on what was important the most, and that was the health and safety protocols. So Major League Baseball has put themselves into this corner. Major League Baseball right now and the Marlins is getting destroyed in the arena of public opinion. And rightfully so. They've did this to themselves. You can't sit there as somebody who's an apologist for Major League Baseball and say, well, I mean, Major League Baseball tried everything and did everything the right way. They can't help this. No, the perception is Major League Baseball didn't handle this the right way, and the Marlins didn't handle this the right way yesterday. I talked to somebody who works in baseball yesterday on the TV side of things, and he goes, this sport is in major trouble. And you know, you hear things like that, that starts to become the perception, that starts to become the reality of what's going on in Major League Baseball right now. And this was the last thing that Major League Baseball needed to have happen based on the way that everything went down to get us to this point.
And now I'm seeing the, oh my gosh, we have to do the bubble. Okay.
Right.
Because the bubble's the best. The bubble's the best way to do it. Mm-hmm. And I don't disagree with that. I don't disagree with that. I think baseball's opportunity was to prove you could play in home markets and travel and not bubble. Because who doesn't like the bubble? The players involved.
Yeah, right. You don't want to be away from your family or confined to a resort.
And I was having a little bit of a Twitter discussion with Grant Wall from SI, who covers MLS. And he's like, why has there been questions about this? I'm like, MLS is different to me. Like, they're really in a bubble for like a month.
Yeah.
They went down there the first part of July. Some teams are already back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some teams are already back.
I think Sporting went down on the 5th.
And if you're already back, means you didn't do so well.
It means you've already lost, so you're back. And you're in your home environment again. But Sporting, I think, went down on the 5th, if I'm not mistaken. So they've been down there about 20-some days.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they're winning, so they continue to stay in that. Mm-hmm. But even at the
And they're fine with it if they're winning.
But even at the most, the final's August 11th.
So you're there about a month.
Okay.
5 weeks, maybe.
Okay, yeah. And that's a long enough time. You were gonna ask baseball to go and even play 60 games in a postseason in a bubble? They're already playing 2 months.
Yeah.
And then do that? You're gonna ask the NFL to do, I don't know, 16 weeks in a bubble and then play the postseason? So basically, if you want to do bubbling, you're gonna ask NFL teams, okay, guess what? Beginning of September, we're all gonna go play in Wembley. I don't know. I'm just joking.
Yeah, sure.
I'm just joking. But
no, but I know what you're saying. Yeah.
We're all gonna go play in a site, and everybody's gonna be there, and we're gonna keep you there through end of February.
Mm-hmm.
Who the hell's signing up for that?
Yeah, players would opt out
no
of that.
No way.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
And that's where I think the difficulty is. You ask the NBA to do it for a short amount of time. You ask the MLS to do it for short. MLS isn't bubbling for their entire season. They're planning to come back and play in their home stadiums. They're in the bubble until this tournament is over, which is a little more than a month.
Right, and they're calling it the MLS's back tournament. So
NHL's going
tournament.
To, where are they going, Edmonton and somewhere else?
Toronto.
To finish their season.
Right.
They're not going there for their entire season. So I think it's a vastly different discussion when you're talking about baseball, you know, having to do it not for their entire season, but for whatever is
well,
their season.
It would have been about 90 days for the regular season of baseball by the time you factor that's in preseason.
That's a lot to ask. And if you were to bubble the NFL again, you're going to ask them to do it for several months to get it done?
And how
not
do you,
feasible.
How do you even bubble the NFL and have enough practice fields for everybody and enough game fields for everybody? Like, you know, with basketball, it's different. They've got courts set up all over that Disney campus. You can just play anywhere you want. The NFL, you're talking about a 100-yard field. You know, how many of those are you going to set up? How are you going going to do that? How are you going to practice inside a bubble like that? At 53-man rosters.
Disney facility is pretty good, but you're just going to pile everybody at Disney in and out, wash everything's gross. I mean, you're going to rotate sports into Orlando because they're the only ones that seemingly have enough space to do all this stuff.
But,
it's not feasible.
Yeah, it just isn't for the NFL. So, you're talking like 200 people minimum for a team.
And I'm not saying you can't have a season or anything like that. Not to that point, but I don't think the bubble's feasible for a long period of time because you're not going to want the people that involved aren't going to want to do it.
Right.
And I don't blame them for not wanting to do it. And you can say, well, they're making a whole bunch of money. Go there and play. Do you want to be away for 6 months? Only if you're going to the moon or the military.
Right.
If you're going into space, I get you. I'm on the International Space Station. Well, I'm not doing it because I'm going to. Well, that's kind of part of being on the International Space Station.
Right.
Military, same thing. You are called away for a long time. And those people, hey, I don't know how you do it. Okay. I think that you're going to be asking players to do something that they would not want to do.
They don't want to do that. No.
They would not want to do it.
No.
All right, stay tuned to 610 Sports Radio for the latest. It's changing like by the minute. Baseball certainly going through some things.
Has Don Mattingly made any more decisions?
With COVID testing, the latest from Don Mattingly and more. Cody and Gold, come your way next. You're on 610 Sports Radio.
Talk to you later.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.